This past spring, a 40-foot cherry tree fell on top of a brand new electric car while two women were driving along a city street in Pittsburgh. The car was totaled. The women survived, alive and unscratched. They're climate educators Kiersey Jansa and Mary Ann Steiner. Local TV news was live on the scene, but nobody was talking about climate change. Yet for the women, a tree falling on top of two climate activists in an electric vehicle, it was just part of the story.
My name is Kiersey. I'm a native Finn, and nature is my beloved neighbor. Some associate my name Kiersey with kirsikka, a cherry. In the spring, I had been taking pictures of trees everywhere I went, mesmerized by their life force. On that late April Friday, I picked up my friend and colleague Mary Ann Steiner in our brand new electric vehicle. The car was so new that it still had temporary license plates.
We were on our way to a meeting at the Patagonia store in Pittsburgh to talk about the ways the company and our Creatives for Climate Collaborative could inspire people to take climate action. C4C is a collaboration of artists interested in incorporating climate change themes into their work through choice of materials, message, and activities.
I showed Mary Ann the new C4C portfolio I had just created. The folder had a Dr. Seuss, I Speak for the Trees sticker on the cover of it. She smiled, looked at it, and placed it on the dashboard. We drove down Ellsworth Avenue. Then Mary Ann shrieked,
"A tree!" At first, I thought it was a branch falling on the hood, but then realized we were surrounded by green.
Nothing but green. And the windshield shattered, like water crystallizing to ice. Time froze for a moment.
There we were, inside our small bubble, hugged by this huge tree, like two bird sisters in a nest. The car ceiling was dented, but did not touch our heads. "Are you okay?"
"Yes, are you okay?" we chirped. We both were.
I was able to open the passenger side door, and we got out.
My knees started shaking after I was standing on the street, while I was walking around the scene, waiting for the tree crew to arrive and free the car. My anger started pouring out. I found myself yelling, telling the rescue guys how angry I am that trees need to die because of us. They listened to me with empathy, probably thinking that this poor woman is in shock.
I went into a deep calm, just looking at Kiersey's car submerged in the tree, realizing the TV reporters who arrived on the scene thought she was mad and afraid of the trees, rather than feeling for the trees. We learned later that it was Arbor Day.
I don't want to leap to weave meanings out of what happened to us, but when you're halted by a dying 40-foot giant, it does not take much imagination to get the message. Pause. The black cherry gave me courage to say this out loud. I'm exhausted. It's draining to try to wake up people who, most of the time for very human reasons, don't want to talk about climate crisis and face our shared reality. I'm sad and I grieve. The spring came and went. The summer is here, painfully hot. And so is this disrespect that we have created and are creating by our disconnected, dismissive, distracted, and rushed ways of living. Eastern hemlocks, redwood trees, Joshua trees, and so many other species, including humans around the world, are dying. In our region, climate change is causing more torrential rains, more and more landslides, and more trees falling. I'm afraid. I know the despair of those who are putting their hands up, saying that we're doomed. I feel pain for the world. And I also see and feel the light. This deep sense of meaning, this sense of belonging to something larger than my tiny self, keeps millions of us around the world going.
We know the inspiration, the joy, the courage, and compassion that opens up when we face our pain for the world and work together. We know that the stories we choose to tell ourselves at these crucial times impact the future. They determine our legacy, for sure.
Maybe the black cherry saved Marianne and me to sing another song, a song of pause. The only way to hear the universe speak to us and through us is by pausing, pausing to listen. There is a new story that wants to be told. It wants to be told by us all. Thank you, Black Cherry from Ellsworth Avenue. Thank you for the home and all the food you provided for birds and bugs, for cleaning our air and water, for all the carbon you captured for the benefit of all living beings.
Farewell, dear tree neighbor.
Those were climate educators Marianne Steiner and Kiersey Jansa. You can read Jansa's original essay on the topic at AlleghenyFront.org, where you'll find links to organizations that care for trees and those that encourage conversations about climate change. That's AlleghenyFront.org.